All right, good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们，朋友们。
Blessed Easter to each of you.
愿每一位都过一个蒙福的复活节。
May the Emmanuel grace of Jesus Christ be with you.
愿耶稣基督以马内利的恩典与我们同在。
May the joy of our Easter Lord be your courage in this time of challenges and uncertainties.
愿复活节的主他的喜乐成为我们在这个充满挑战与不确定的时代使我们最大的鼓励。
When January 1st of this year arrived,
当2020年的1月1日来临的时候
there were many cheers and anticipations for the start of not just the new year but the new decade.
有很多很多的欢呼和期待因为这不仅仅是新的一年也是一个新的十年的开始。
Many of the cheers are now silenced if not replaced by mourning.
现在这个欢呼如果不是说是完全的消失的话它也是就是它被这个它也是或者就是说被悲伤所取代了。
Anticipations are now halted if not dashed altogether.
如果我们的期待不是完全被粉碎的话那么至少也是停顿下来了。
Who knew that Easter 2020 will be remembered while a pandemic raged globally?
谁会想得到2020年的复活节是一个在流行病大泛滥的时候发生的呢?
The Lord of every Easter since the first Easter knows.
复活节的主,就是从第一个复活节开始的主,他是知道的。
After all, as the creator of space and time,
无论如何，作为一个时空的创造者
，Jesus steps into space and time.
耶稣基督他走进了我们的时空中
，to right the wrong of the pandemic of all pandemics, and that is sin.
他来改变这个所有的流行病中最大的那个病，就是罪。
COVID-19 shows us all too painfully that all is not well in the sin-wrecked world.
这个新冠病毒向我们展示出来在这个罪恶所辖制的时代我们都不安好。
Yet before COVID-19 filled up one coffin after another,
但是在这个病毒使得一个一个的人进入坟墓之前
century after century,
一个世纪接一个世纪
We have the grim statistics of human trafficking.
我们有这个非常让人难过的这样的一个统计，它包括了拐卖人口
，or domestic abuse，
或是这种家庭暴力
，or aborted pregnancies，
或者是这个流产
，or racial discrimination，
或者是这个种族间的歧视。
All these grim statistics already scream into our consciousness: all is not well.
所有的这些统计数字向我们的良知 发起 呼吁就是说大家我们不好
We need deliverance from such misery
我们需要被从这样的一个困境中拯救出来
So today we must proclaim yet again He lives
所以今天我们必须再次宣告神活着
Because Jesus lives you and I can face tomorrow
因为耶稣基督活着我们可以面对明天
Because Jesus lives, all fear is gone.
因为耶稣基督活着，所有的恐惧都消失了。
Because Jesus lives, life is worth the living.
正是因为耶稣基督活着，我们的生命才值得去活。
Be it the plague of yesteryear,
无论是过去所发生的鼠疫
or COVID-19 of 2020,
或是2020年发生的这个新冠病毒
or whatever harrowing times that lie ahead,
或者是无论什么在前面等待着我们的那样的悲惨。
Easter answers each horror definitively.
复活节给所有的这些恐怖一个决定性的答案。
God knows the evil of sin and death much more than we do.
神远远比我们更知道罪恶和死亡的那个邪恶。
God hates the evil of sin and death much more than we care.
神也远远比我们更加恨恶罪恶和死亡的这种邪恶。
God wars against sin and death much more than we will.
神也远远比我们更加努力的在在和这个罪恶与死亡作斗。
And God triumphs over sin and death from now till forevermore.
而且神从现在直到永永远远，他已经胜过了罪恶和死亡。
And so it will be for all who believe in the living Lord of Easter.
所以对于任何一个相信主的这个人来说，
The name of the Lord is Jesus.
主的名就是耶稣。
Just as the heavens of major cities show up more and more as air pollution progressively dissipates during the lockdown.
因着这个在家隔离，很多大城市的天空都变得越来越晴朗，因为没有污染了。
So this old world where death pervades will eventually and fully pass on.
我们现在所住的这个世界，这个被死亡所渗透的这个世界也会变得越来越清晰。
And in increasing measure, The full glory of the eternal life that Jesus ushers in since the first Easter will be revealed.
耶稣基督自从第一个复活节就向我们展示的这种永生的荣耀也是不断的被彰显出来。
Since the first Easter,
自从第一个复活节开始，
Jesus has called on all the disciples.
耶稣就呼召所有的门徒。
Go to those who mourn.
到那些悲哀的人中间去。
Go to those who despair.
去那些绝望的人中间。
And tell them the only comforting and lasting good news.
告诉他们唯一一个真正带来安慰并且永恒不变的好消息。
The Christ lives.
基督活着。
On the first Easter,
在第一个复活节，
Jesus sends an unexpected messenger to those in mourning and in despair to deliver this seemingly strange comfort.
耶稣基督派了一个让大家很吃惊的这样一个信使，到那些个正在悲伤的人中间去传达这样的消息。
The comfort is this: I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.
这个安慰的信息就是说，我要上升到我的神那里去，也是你们的神，我的父那里，也是你们的父。
And anyone who will believe this message,
任何一个相信这个信息的人，
her or his life will change for not just the better,
他的生命不仅仅是变得更好，
but the eternally glorious,
而是得到一个永恒里的荣耀。
Please turn with me to John chapter 20.
让我们一起来翻开约翰福音第二十章。
We'll read from verses 11 to 18.
我们将读一到十八节。
First in English and then in Chinese.
先用英文读，再用中文。
Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white, seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her,Woman, why are you crying? They have taken my Lord away, she said, and I don't know where they have put him. At this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for? Thinking he was a gardener, she said, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him.Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned around. She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said, Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go ahead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news.I have seen the Lord. And she told them that he had said these things to her.
玛利亚却站在坟墓外边哭泣的时候，低头往坟墓里看，就见两个天使穿着白衣，在安放耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。天使对他说，妇人，你为什么哭？他说，因为有人把我主挪了去。我不知道放在哪里。 说了这话，就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。耶稣问他说：妇人，为什么哭？你找谁呢？玛利亚以为是看园的，就对他说：先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。耶稣说：玛利亚。玛利亚就转过来，用希伯来话对他说：拉波尼。拉波尼就是夫子的意思。耶稣说：不要摸我，因我还没有升上去见我的父。你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，见我的神，也是你们的神。抹大拉的玛利亚就去告诉门徒说，我已经看见了主。他又将主对他说的这话告诉他们。
Praise be to God, our Lord speaks to all who hear.
赞美神，我们的主借着他的这些话语向我们说话。
May we receive the words in comfort and assurance.
愿我们怀着被安慰和确据的心来接受这样的话语。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
fill and guide us by your Spirit.
用你的灵来装满我们，也来指引我们。
So that we will hear you, your truth rightly.
所以我们可以正确地听到你的真理。
To be comforted deeply and empowered firmly.
我们可以深深地被安慰，也可以大大地得力量。
Just as you are missional toward us.
正如你来向我们做传福音的工作。
Make us missional toward our neighbors too.
让我们向我们的邻居来做这个福音的工作。
Lord Jesus.
耶稣基督。
May you increase and we diminish.
愿您兴旺，愿我们衰微。
By the commanding name of Jesus Christ, we pray and ask.
我们这样祷告是借着耶稣基督的发令之名。
Amen.
Amen.
And at this time, I would like to encourage you to turn on your camera if it doesn't cause a lag in your streaming.
在这个时刻，我请大家都打开你们的摄像头。
In fact, you can also turn on your microphone as we read these two verses together.
你也可以打开你的麦克风，我们来一起读这两节经文。
It may be jarring and quite different from what you usually feel, but we trust that the Lord hears.
也许会声音比较嘈杂，但是我们相信我们的神会听到我们每一个。
So first read verse 15. In English and then in Chinese.
我们来读十五节，先用英文，再用中文。
Verse 15. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? That you are looking for?"
耶稣问他说，
他说，妇人，
为什么
哭？找谁呢？
玛利亚。
他是谁呢？
那他。You know what's happening in some of the families too. Okay, let us read verse 18. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." She told them that he had said these things to her.
抹大拉的玛利亚告诉门徒
说，
我已经看见
了
主，
将
主对他
说的
话
告诉他们。
Wonderful, praise the Lord. And you're free. In fact, the invitation for you to still turn on your camera is still given.
邀请大家打开摄像头的这个还是有效的，只是。
This is one of the rare opportunities that we've now been able to come together and actually see one another.
这是一个很难得的机会，我们可以不仅是聚在一起，还而且可以看到彼此。
So may it be that we are not just name tags, but a face.
希望我们不仅仅是一个名字在屏幕上，而是我们的脸可以显现在屏幕上。
John 20 gives us a God-seeking question.
约翰福音第二十章给我们一个寻求神的这样一个信息。
Specifically, verses 11 to 18 ask us, "What are little Christ to do in a time of darkness?"
从11到18节其实是在问这样一个问题，就是说在一个黑暗的时代，我们这些小基督应该做什么？
How are we to shine light into the palpable anger and anguish that surround us?
在一个就是浓重到甚至可以触摸的这样一个悲伤愤怒的时刻，我们应该做什么？
How are we to bring assurance when there is despair?
当充满绝望的时候，我们怎样可以把一个有确据的这样一个消息传递给大家？
How do we bring consolation when there is hurt?
当充满伤害的时候，我们怎样把安慰带给大家？
The God-centering answer to that question is that Jesus calls on all disciples, go and tell.
而这个以神为中心的对这个问题的回答就是耶稣呼召所有的门徒去说。
Go and tell.
去说。
Specifically, Jesus says, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.
耶稣特别的说他要上升去他的父那里，也是我们的父，去他的神，也是我们的神。
Against all darkness,
针对所有的黑暗。
We do not bring a what, but a who.
我们的答案不是说什么，而是说谁。
To our neighbors, we must bring the person of Jesus.
我们来提醒我们的邻居，谁是耶稣基督。
The Lord of Easter.
他是复活节的主。
A journalist quotes a famed writer to bring comfort to the audience.
曾经有这样一位记者，他引用了一个很有名作家的话，他来给这个听众带来安慰。
I've had so many rainbows in my clouds.
他说，在我的乌云中，我有这么多的彩虹。
I had a lot of clouds.
我有过很多的乌云。
But I have had so many rainbows.
但我也同时有过这么多的彩虹。
The journalist calls for joy to triumph over fear.
在这里，这位记者是希望我们有喜乐，然后能够战胜恐惧。
Yes, many are our challenges today, those clouds.
今天我们确实面临很多很多的挑战，就是这些乌云。
Including the COVID-19 pandemic.
就包括了这个新冠病毒这样的流行病大爆发。
But so are the many beauties that behold and hold us.
但是在这个过程中，我们也同时看到了许多的美丽，而也有很多的美丽来支持着我们。
Many in the audience thank the journalist for the uplifting message.
很多听众都感谢这位记者给了这样一个让大家士气大振的信息。
Perhaps some of us are right now thinking.
也许我们中间有些人也正在想。
Yes, for positivity.
是的，我们需要这样的正能量。
How appropriate for Easter.
这个对于复活节来说真是再恰当不过了。
Let me share this quote for others also.
让我也和别的人来分享这样的信息。
Except not so fast.
但是我们且慢这样做。
There are two lines the journalist somehow leaves out.
不知道为什么这个记者好像特别的忘了两句话。
The writer, in fact, quotes and sings from the 19th century African-American song.
而这个说这个话的作者呢，他其实是引用了一个19世纪的一个非洲的一个民歌。
And this writer initially first said these two lines.
而这个作者呢，其实最早说的是这样的两句话。
When it looks like the sun will not shine anymore, God...put a rainbow in the clouds.
当看起来太阳不再闪耀的时候，神在乌云中放置了一道彩虹。
In fact, when the writer was presenting the thoughts, there was an artistic emphasis on the word God.
而事实上，这个作者在说这句话的时候，他是特别强调了神。
Somehow the journalist left out these two foundational lines.
而很奇怪的，这位记者呢，他好像特意的把这两句话给忽略掉了。
But maybe that shows our general approach to life.
也可能这反映了我们对生活的一个常规的这样的一个方式。
Many people, including Christians, face the many clouds.
很多人，包括所有的基督徒，我们面临很多的挑战，乌云。
And we desire the many rainbows.
我们也特别渴望那个彩虹的出现。
But we fall short on seeking the giver of the rainbows.
但是在我们寻求这个给予彩虹的这位主的时候，我们好像却犹豫不前。
Often even Christians fall short on attributing the goodness of the rainbows to the giver, God himself.
甚至很多基督徒，我们在把这个彩虹所带来的美好，我们也没有很足够的把这个彩虹带来的美好归功于神。
We say, oh, look at the beautiful sunset or sunrise.
我们经常说，哦，看那些美丽的日出，美丽的日落。
And there is no follow-up.
然后呢，就停在那里。
It seems like even Christians, we can end up equally in the clouds as the world is about who gives the rainbows.
似乎我们基督徒和世人一样，就停留在彩虹上，而没有去追究谁是那个彩虹的创造者。
Brother James reminds the church in deep suffering.
我们在这个很大的痛苦中，我们要把这个安慰带下来。
In James is recorded, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created.
使徒雅各这样说道，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。他按自己的旨意用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中好像初熟的果子。
As Christians,
作为基督徒，
not only are we to attribute all blessings to God,
我们不仅仅是把所有的祝福归功于神。
Rather than taking all blessings for granted,
我们当然不可以把这些祝福视为理所当然，
or staying quiet about them,
或者是避而不宣。
So yes, we should be free to share to others how God has blessed us.
我们当然是应该和别人分享神怎样的祝福我们。
But let us remember to point people to the one who gave us the blessings.
但是我们要记着，要把人的注意力指引向那个给我们祝福的神那里。
And in this manner, we must also see God's truth.
因此我们也必须要寻求神的真理。
For only by God's truth will we have full comfort in times of dis-ease.
因为只有借着神的真理，在这个充满患难的世界上，我们才可以得到真平安。
A comfort that is good and perfect gift from above.
这个平安是美善的，是全备的，是从上头来的。
On a Sunday morning, a long, long time ago,
很多很多年之前，在一个周日的早上，
while the sun has yet to burst past the horizon,
太阳还没有从地平线跳上来，
God was at work.
神已经在工作了。
To put the radiant rainbow of the resurrection in the clouds of Mary Magdalene's sorrow and confusion.
他在抹大拉的玛利亚那个充满了悲伤的这种乌云中，他把救恩的彩虹光芒万丈的显现出来。
Apostle John tells us that it was early on the first day of the week while it was still dark.
使徒约翰特别说到是七日的第一日清早，天还黑的时候。
By telling us that it was early on the first day of the week, Apostle John wants to let us know that something new is at work.
在这里，约翰是想告诉我们，一个崭新的事物开始运作了。
Because he doesn't say it is 3 days after the crucifixion of Passover.
因为他没有说这是逾越节钉十字架之后的第三天。
But now he's using the day that the Lord is resurrected as a starting point.
他是把神耶稣的复活用作一个新时代的一个起始。
Yet at the same time, Apostle John tells us that there's still something going on in the life of Mary.
约翰也告诉我们，在玛丽的生命中正在发生一些事。
In the Gospel of John, he uses the imagery of light and dark to describe spiritual states.
使徒约翰很喜欢用光明和黑暗来反映一个属灵的景况。
So while it is still dark,
天还黑的时候，
it speaks of Mary also in the dark.
它也显示出玛利亚她也是处在一个属灵光景的黑暗中。
There is something in Mary's understanding that is still in the clouds.
玛利亚对这个对一些事情的理解还是处于一种黑暗中。
And Apostle John lets us know what that spiritual darkness is.
约翰告诉了我们这个属灵的黑暗到底是什么。
This darkness is not a darkness of immorality.
这个黑暗不是关于这个生命的永生的一个黑暗。
Immorality.
Immorality 就是
没有欠缺道德。
Oh, sorry. 对，这个黑暗不是一个欠缺道德的黑暗。嗯。
Nor is it a darkness of evil.
也不是一个关于邪恶的黑暗。
But here her soul does not understand what is happening.
而在这里，玛利亚是不知道到底发生了什么。
In fact, she has her own conclusion.
事实上，她已经有了自己的结论。
Which is her spiritual misunderstanding.
这就是他的属灵上的一个误解。
In her state of shock from seeing the unblocked entrance to the tomb,
当他看到这个坟墓的口被推开了的时候，他非常的惊讶。
She draws a conclusion to say the body must be stolen.
而在这种惊讶中，他的结论就是说尸体被偷走了。
In fact, she is not unreasonable to assume so.
他这样想到也不是完全没有道理。
Because tomb robbery was not uncommon.
因为在那个时代，这个盗墓好像还是不是那么罕见的。
Even the chief priests and elders appealed to tomb robbery as a believable reason for the missing body of Jesus.
那个时候大祭司还有那些长老们，他们也把这个尸体被偷当做这个这个坟墓空了的一个解释。
But at the same time, we note that she did not proceed to check her assumptions.
但是我们知道，玛利亚她没有继续来探究她的这个假设是否成立。
She holds on to her conclusion.
她是牢牢地抓住了这个假设。
It seems like she can think of no other possibility than a tomb robbery.
看起来好像除了这个坟墓被盗了，她想不出任何其他的原因来解释这个空坟墓。
Two times she was asked, "Woman, why are you crying?"
有两次，玛利亚被问到，你为什么哭呢？
And both times Mary returns to this seeming singular reason that can at least give her some footing in her grief.
而每一次玛利亚都给了相同的回答来解释她为什么这样的悲伤。
If the body is not a total loss,
如果这个尸体没有丢。
If only I can find and retrieve the missing body.
如果这个我能够知道在哪里，我把它再拿回来。
If I only can recover the body from this tomb robbery.
如果我能够把这个被盗的尸体可以找回来。
Then I can still complete the burial with the spices I brought.
那么我就可以继续用香料来膏抹这个尸体。
And so I can restore some degree of dignity and reverence to Jesus beyond the humiliating crucifixion.
这样的话，在耶稣经历了那么羞辱的这种钉十字架后，我还可以来正确的来膏抹他的尸体，给他以相应的尊严。
Mary Magdalene cares deeply for Jesus, living or dead.
无论是生是死，抹大拉的玛利亚她是非常爱主。
Because here we know that she is crying.
我们知道她一直在哭。
But in her crying, she is also trapped in her conclusion.
但是在她的悲伤中，她的这个思维也被禁锢住了。
She is entrenched in her own conclusion, and so she cannot get out of her human logic.
因为她的这个思维这样的被僵化，所以呢，她。就在他的这个人类的这样一个逻辑中，他走不出来。
She is unable to see the divine logic at work.
也因此，他看不到这个一个属天的逻辑正在运作。
That is what John also means to say that while it is still dark.
这也就是为什么约翰要说那是一个在一个黑暗的时刻。
Because for Mary Magdalene, a missing body means a stolen body.
因为对于抹大拉的玛利亚来说，一个不见了的身体就是意味着一个被偷的尸体。
As opposed to a divine logic of a risen body.
而他想不到一个属天的解释，就是说这个尸体，这个复活了。
It is also not unreasonable that she will not think about resurrection at this time.
抹大拉的玛利亚这个时候没有想到这个复活，这也是有情可原的。
Because the Jews do believe in resurrection, but not in the day and the here and now.
因为犹太人虽然相信复活，但这个时间可不是现在。
They believe that resurrection will come about only at the end of the age.
他们相信在末了的时候，在末世的时候，人才会复活。
So her mind is not going toward, oh, is it possible that the resurrection has happened?
所以她想都没有想到说，哦，也许复活就在此刻发生了。
Perhaps we have our own theological cannot be's.
我们其实可能也有这种神学上的这样一些误解。
Sometimes we are very, very confident in particular theological issues that the Bible does not have a definite say in it.
有的时候当圣经没有给出明确答案的这种情况下，我们好像有自己先入为主的成见。
Sorry, let me correct my English. It's not that it doesn't have a say in it, it doesn't have a say about the particular issue.
就是 Pastor Samuel 想解释，就是说圣经不是说对于某一件事给出一个决定的解释，而是说他根本就没有讨论这件事。
In that way, yes.
大概是这个意思。
There is no full conclusion.
就是说圣经没有给出绝对的结论。
But here we do need to be, remember that we have to be sure in things that are sure.
在这里我们要确定一点，就是说对于一个给出确切结论的事儿，我们是要很肯定的。
And we ought to be cautious to be sure on what is sure and to be open to what is left open.
就是说对于圣经已经给出确凿答案的事儿，我们是肯定的，但是对于圣经还没有给出答案的事儿，我们应该是比较思想开放，可以接受不同说法的。
Such as whether we should wear a tie for Sunday service or not.
就比方说主日聚会的时候我们是不是应该打领带。
Christians have quarreled very strongly over this particular theological point of the tie.
基督徒好像对这个是否带领带这件事有过很多的争论。
We have to be very aware of our own trappings in our theological conclusions.
关于这些神学上的一些结论，我们要很小心，不要让自己的思想被僵化、被束缚住。
Because if you are very sure about what is open,
因为如果我们很确信有些事还是没有最终答案的时候
，there are times it hinders our witness of our God at work.
如果我们太过先入为主，那么我们就会忽略神所正在行的神迹奇事。
There are times that it hinders the communion of all believers.
甚至有的时候会阻碍作为这个一个团体我们的信仰的追求。
Such as the well-attested and sad conflicts between denominations within the church.
就比方说在教会里有不同的宗派，这个我们应该如何看待？这也是我们应该有一个非常开放的态度。
For Mary Magdalene,
对于抹大拉的玛利亚，
She was not sure of what should be sure.
她不确定什么是可以真的确定的事。
In fact, both the angels and Jesus, whom she thought was the gardener, prompted her to see beyond her theological conclusion.
事实上，天使的出现，耶稣基督的出现，虽然是被她误认为是一个守墓的人，这些都促使他应该要想一想，是不是有一些超自然的事情正在发生。
Why she was asked, why are you crying?
当他被问到说，你为什么在哭呢？
The word why
这个为什么这个词儿。
It presses us to know the truth behind our crying.
它帮助我们来思想我们这个哭泣的背后是什么。
Because both the angels and Jesus knows that the truth one believes is the reason that either drives or dries the tears.
因为一个人所相信的这个真理或者说是事实，它可以既让我们，它既可以是让你更加的伤心，也可以是擦干你的眼泪。
Mary believes that Jesus' body is stolen, and so she cries.
玛利亚相信耶稣的尸体被偷了，所以她在哭泣。
But here the angels and Jesus wants her to know that you don't have to be crying. Jesus is alive.
但是天使还有耶稣都在告诉他说，你没有必要哭，因为耶稣已经复活了。
In fact, the presence of the angels indicates that divine power is at work.
事实上，天使的出现就是表明了一个属天的事件正在发生。
But her fixation on recovering the missing body puts their presence in the peripheral.
而玛利亚的思想是牢牢的想。牢牢地聚焦在如何把这个被偷的尸体找回来，以至于他把这个天使的存在都视而不见。
Jesus' second question prompts Mary to further think further if she should seriously consider her conclusion.
而耶稣的第二个问题呢，就是促使玛利亚要好好想一想她的哭泣是不是有原因，是不是应该的。
Who is it you're looking for?
就是说你在找谁呢？
You say is your Lord.
你说是你的主。
As in the question should prompt her to think, well, I'm saying I'm looking for my Lord.
这个问题就是促使他思想说我说我正在寻找我的主。
Well, is then my Lord without power, without promise?
那么我的主是不是没有能力，没有过许诺呢？
Is not my Lord claiming himself to be the Son of Man?
我的主是不是曾经宣称过他是人子？
Who exactly is it that you're looking for? Jesus asked Mary.
耶稣是在问玛利亚说，你寻找的那个人他到底是谁？
But again, her fixation on recovering the missing body puts Jesus' presence in the periphery.
而再一次的，因为他的思想是牢牢的聚焦在寻找这个丢失的尸体，他把耶稣的存在也视若无睹。
It is as if it is this particular optical illusion.
就好像这个一个就是这种视觉的一种假象。
Try very very hard to see all 12 dots.
请大家努力来找到有12个黑点。
It was very very frustrating for me because the dots keep disappearing.
对我来说这是一个非常难的，因为这个黑点好像不断的在消失。
And it may not do it as well in this presentation.
也许大家这样看屏幕的这个效果不是特别好。
But if you try to look at just one of the dots, suddenly there are some dots that go missing.
就是当你看到了一个黑点的时候呢，好像同时旁边的黑点也消失了。
We have our blind spots.
我们有我们的盲点。
And here Jesus prompts her to look beyond her fixation into the whole picture.
而在这里呢，耶稣就是在提醒玛利亚超越她的盲点来看到她没有看到的东西。
Then comes a call that cuts through her grief.
这个答案其实就是让她的悲哀完全消失。
A single word.Maryam.
一个简单的称呼玛利亚。
A sound registry that now sends another shockwave through Mary.
这个熟悉的声音让玛利亚再一次的惊讶起来。
A sound registry that she does not expect to hear at all but cannot help but be drawn to.
一个声音她根本没有想象她会听得到的，但是这个声音是这样的吸引了她。
I remember this one time when I went to a movie theater to watch a movie with friends.
我记得有一次我去电影院看一场电影。
Apparently the movie was funny and I was laughing.
这个电影很有趣，我笑了。
And at the end of the movie, another group of friends who were at the same movie theater came down and said, I knew it was you.
而在这个电影结束的时候呢，一些朋友就找到我，对我说，哈，我听到你的声音了，我知道就是你。
I had no idea they were in the theater.
我根本不知道他们也在电影院。
They didn't know I was coming.
他们也不知道我要去。
But somehow they could recognize my voice, and it was loud enough that filled the theater apparently.
但是他们熟悉我的笑声，而且我的笑声可能也很大，让他们都听到了。
And that makes me think of this moment when it is so unexpected.
这个经历呢，就让我思想这个玛利亚的情形，就是说她这个声音是这么的突如其来。
What a shock!
真的是让她非常惊讶。
But what a pleasant surprise!
但是这个惊讶又是让她多么的欣喜。
And John wants us to know this is because the sheep can recognize the voice of the shepherd.
而约翰在这里是想告诉我们，他的羊知道他的声音。
We are told that Mary turned toward him and cried out, Rabboni.
我们接下来就看到玛利亚面向耶稣喊出来说夫子。
She is now repenting in the way that she is turning away from her theological darkness.
在这里她是在悔改，她已经不是在沿着那个错误的思路在走，她是回转来看到了神。
Again, this is not repentance from wrongdoing, but it's a repentance away from the dark counsel that she has in her mind.
这里的悔改不是说她以前做了什么错事，而是说她从以前的一个思想、一个眼光的误区回归到正路上。
The brilliant light has now entered, is that her teacher lives.
这样一个明亮的光闪耀出来，她的夫子、她的老师活着。
The body is not stolen, but risen.
尸体不是说是丢了，而是说他复活了。
The former occupant of the tomb is now well and alive standing before her.
这个曾经躺在墓穴中的人现在是这样活生生的站在他面前。
Jesus has promised the disciples that they will soon see him.
耶稣曾经许诺他的门徒说他们将要很快再见到他。
And here we see that Mary finally sees the one that she has longed to see.
玛利亚现在真是看到了她一直渴望见到的主就在自己面前。
In fact, it is in a more spectacular fashion.
而且是一个更加荣耀的一个出现。
Because she was expecting to see a breathless corpse.
因为她所预期的是看到一个没有生命的一具尸体。
But instead, now she's not only seeing Jesus alive, but she's hearing his voice.
而她现在不仅仅是看到了活生生的耶稣在自己面前，而且还听到了他的声音。
She's able to address him in the way that she has done, and that is the endearing term Rabboni.
她用她很熟悉的这种问候来称呼她老师，是非常亲切的。
Suddenly, the intimacy with her teacher, so cruelly cut off by the crucifixion, is restored.
他曾经和耶稣的这样的亲密的关系因为这个十字架的受死被切断了，而这在这一刻这个亲密的关系又恢复了。
The sense of loss is completely removed by the truth of the resurrection.
他曾经是觉得他永远的失去了自己的老师，而这个错误的认识也被除去了。
Just as Apostle James says that we are given the new birth by truth.
正如这个使徒雅各说的，我们因着真理得到了新生命。
For Mary,
玛利亚
，She cannot say, "Wow, my teacher has been living since I frantically looked for him."
她不可以说是因为我这样积极的寻找我的老师，他复活了。
But he is alive, and he has been alive.
他活着，他一直都活着。
And all this time I was looking for a dead person.
而所有的这个时间，他本来已经活着，我还却在死人中去寻找他。
But now I hear him.
现在我听见了他的声音。
I see him.
我看到了他。
I can even hold on to him.
我甚至可以触摸到他。
My Rabboni has dried my tears.
我的老师，我的夫子，擦干了我的眼泪。
Mary is not only to be comforted, but must be sent.
但是玛利亚不仅仅是来这里受安慰，她还必须要被派遣出去。
Because Jesus is not only her dear teacher, but her king who loves her dearly.
因为耶稣不仅仅是他的亲爱的老师，更是他的君王，深深爱他。
On first impression, the first command from the risen Christ sounds really harsh.
我们的第一印象好像是这个复活的主，他的这个命令是非常严厉的，苛刻的。
Because this first command says, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father."
因为他说不要来摸我，因为我还没有升到天上去，到我主，到我的父那里。
This is in verse 17.
这是在第十七节。
But contrary to the seeming coldness of the command,
但是这个似乎听上去是一个冷冰冰的命令。
In fact, Jesus wants Mary to know that a more intimate new life has begun.
与这个命令听上去的冷冰冰相反，耶稣其实是想要告诉他有一个更亲密的、更美好的事情要发生。
With his resurrection,
因着他的复活。
A grander divine plan beyond her perception is being carried out.
一个超乎玛利亚所能想象的一个更为宏大的属天的计划正在发生。
And a grander honor beyond her imagination is bestowed to her.
而一个她所根本不能想象的一个更大的荣耀正降临在她身上。
When Jesus says, "Do not hold on to me,"
当耶稣说不要来抓着我。
It is both symbolic and literal.
这个既是字面的意思，也是一个象征意义。
Symbolically, Mary must let go of her established understanding of Jesus and her previous interaction with Jesus.
从象征的意义来说，玛利亚必须是放开耶稣，放开他那种那种以前的这种
互动
夫子的这种互动关系。
The cloud over the missing body is lifted.
这个丢失的尸体的这个疑云已经被除去了。
Now the more important cloud over the identity of Jesus must be lifted also.
接下来有一个更重要的疑云，就是关于耶稣的真正的身份，这个也要被揭示开来。
Previously she called Jesus my Lord.
在之前，玛利亚叫耶稣说我的主。
But functionally for Jesus, functionally to Mary, Jesus is a teacher.
但是在功能上来说，耶稣对玛利亚更是一个老师。
Functionally speaking, Mary did not trust Jesus to be the Messiah to deliver her from sin.
也就是说，玛利亚在那个时刻还没有相信耶稣基督就是神，他又能够把他从罪恶中解救出来。
Because unlike Thomas who saw Jesus and said, "My Lord and my God."
因为不像是那个多马，他摸到了耶稣，而且他称呼说我的主，我的神。
Here Mary says, "Rabboni."
在这里，玛利亚其实的称呼是老师、夫子。
She reveals who Jesus is to her.
她其实这样称呼就是揭示了她心里真正认为耶稣基督的身份是什么。
So Jesus says, "You must now let go."
所以耶稣说你必须要放弃这样的想法。
So that you will hold on to me as the Messiah.
这样的话你才能对我有真正的认识，我是那个弥赛亚。
That I must be more than a source of good teachings or comfort.
我不仅仅是一个老师，不仅仅是一个提供安慰的这样的一个人。
I am not just a teaching Lord, but a living Lord.
我不仅仅是一个施教的神，我更是一个永活的神。
So Mary must believe that Jesus is the only one who can save her.
所以玛利亚必须要相信耶稣是唯一那个可以拯救她的。
Mary must believe that Jesus has saved her from her sins by his death on the cross just 2 days ago.
玛利亚必须相信借着两天前在耶稣在十字架上的受死，耶稣已经拯救她脱离了罪恶。
And Mary must believe that Jesus holds say over all of her life.
玛利亚必须相信耶稣有权柄来掌管她的生命。
Only then is she a Christian.
只有那样她才变成一个基督徒。
So it is for us all little Christ.
所以对于我们所有这些小基督来说，
When we say we're a Christian,
当我们说我们是基督徒，
It's not because we do Christian good works.
不仅仅是因为我们做基督徒所当做的好事，
But it is because we believe in the Christ.
更多是因为我们信仰这位神。
We do not and we believe in Christ not for the good source of teachings or comfort.
我们信耶稣不是不仅仅是因为他给我们教导，给我们安慰。
But that we believe that He and He only can save us.
而是我们相信唯有他才可以拯救我们。
And He and He only has the lordship over us.
也唯有他才是我们的主。
And what He says we are to do.
他所说的，我们便遵行。
Then we will be little Christ.
只有这样，我们才是真正的小基督。
Jesus says He is ascending.
耶稣说他要升上去。
Ascension is a kingly language that speaks about a person getting onto the throne.
这个上升是一个君王的一个专用词，表明着他即将登上宝座。
So Jesus is not saying, is not only saying that he is bodily returning to heaven, but that he is going to be on the throne as the king.
所以耶稣所说的不仅仅是他要升上天去，而且他是要到天上作为一个君王坐在宝座上。
So Mary must let go of her deficient theology so as to catch hold of the more glorious worship of Jesus as the Messiah.
所以玛利亚必须要放弃她之前那些欠缺的神学，而来牢牢地抓住一个对耶稣基督这位弥赛亚一个更为荣耀的这样的一个敬拜。
Because his lordship is now firmly established by his resurrection.
而这个敬拜是坚定的，因着他的复活被建立起来。
Yet social etiquette with divine royalty is not why Mary should not hold on to Jesus.
好像是对这个皇室的一种社交礼仪，这个不是玛利亚要做的。
In fact, Jesus wants even greater divine intimacy to come to Mary and to all the disciples.
事实上，耶稣基督希望玛利亚以及其他的基督徒所拥有的是一个更为亲密的关系。
And this intimacy will make this physically holding on that she's doing right now pale in comparison.
而这个亲密关系会使得玛利亚现在牢牢地抓住这个耶稣基督，会显得相形逊色。
Jesus wants the coming intimacy of the Holy Spirit dwelling in her and in the disciples.
耶稣所想要的是圣灵来内住在玛利亚身上，在每一个基督徒身上。
The Holy Spirit and the indwelling of the Spirit in little Christ will come only when Jesus returns to the Father.
而这个圣灵的降下以及内住是在耶稣上升到父那里之后才发生的。
So literally, she has to let go so that he can return back to the Father.
所以从字面上讲，玛利亚必须放开耶稣，所以耶稣才可以上升到天上，到他的父那里去。
The purpose is not to disconnect the intimacy, but to enhance the intimacy.
这个分离不是要中断这个亲密关系，而是要更加建立更加强的亲密的关系。
Jesus is now letting Mary know that there is this grander divine scheme of greater spiritual intimacy with God.
耶稣是想让玛利亚知道将要一个更为宏大他所不能理解的一个亲密关系将要发生。
Not only is God going to be beside her, God is going to be in her.
不仅仅在这个新的亲密关系中，神不仅仅是在他的身边，而是在他的心里。
And not only is the Holy Spirit a divine person to ever be present with all the disciples,
耶稣所希望的这个是发生在所有的门徒身上。
The Holy Spirit will also help Mary and all the disciples to know Jesus more and more deeply.
而这个内住的圣灵同时也帮助玛利亚，帮助所有的门徒更加深入的、亲密的来认识基督。
So really, to let go of Jesus is then to receive double intimacy from God.
所以在这里好像是让耶稣暂时的分开，其实是达到了一个双重的亲密，不仅仅有圣灵，更有我们对神的更深的认识。
Actually, it is triple intimacy.
而事实上，这个不仅仅是双重的亲密，是三重的。
Because now there is the full fellowship with God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
因为在此父子灵的合一已经实现了。
Mary does not know that there is greater intimacy that's coming, and so Jesus says, let go.
玛利亚根本还不了解耶稣所 许诺给他的这样的一个美好的亲密关系，所以耶稣说放开我。
And Jesus wants to give Mary the grand honor of being the first missionary.
而且耶稣也想给玛利亚这一个无可伦比的这样一个荣耀，让她成为第一位宣教士。
She is the first missionary of church history.
她是教会历史上的第一个宣教士。
And so Jesus says, let go. You literally have to let go because now you need to go to my other disciples.
所以耶稣说，不要摸我，放开我，因为你从字面上讲，也必须要离开我，去到其他的门徒中间。
I've now just dropped this grand divine tada on you.
我刚刚把一个属天的一个爆炸性的新闻给了你。
And so now you need to bring this breaking news to my brothers.
所以你要接下来你要把这个爆炸性的好消息告诉我的弟兄们。
Apostle John records that Mary submits to her Lord.
约翰记载着玛利亚就这样遵行了。
She lets go, she let go to go and tell the other disciples the good news of the risen Christ.
她放开了耶稣，她去到其他的门徒中，把这个好消息告诉他们。
Our dear brothers and sisters in Jesus.
亲爱的耶稣基督里的弟兄姊妹们。
Since the first Easter.
自从第一个复活节。
Jesus has called on all the little Christs.
耶稣基督呼召所有的小基督。
Go to those who mourn.
去到那些悲哀的人中。
Go to those who despair.
去到那些绝望的人中间。
And tell them the only comforting, lasting good news, Jesus the Christ lives.
告诉他们这个唯一不变的、真正带来安慰的好消息，就是耶稣基督活着。
The present COVID-19 pandemic is unprecedented in its scale and speed of spread.
目前正在爆发的新冠病毒的流行，它的这个幅度之广，传播速度之快，是从没见过的。
Technology has also enabled an unprecedented coverage of the chaos, losses, and heartaches in its scale and speed of dissemination.
而这个通信技术的进步也使得我们史无前例地看到了全面地看到了这个流行病所带来的这种痛苦、混乱和悲哀。
The effect of sin is made clear on an unprecedented level.
而这个罪恶的这种后果也是史无前例地让展现给大家看。
How will the church of 2020 be remembered?
2020年的教会将会以什么方式被人所纪念呢？
How will all the people of God write the opening chapter of our new decade in Jesus Christ?
而所有神的子民在这个新的十年开始的时候，我们又该谱写怎样的篇章呢？
How missional will we be in face of the unprecedented chaos, losses, and heartaches?
面临从来所没有见过的混乱、损失还有悲伤，我们应该怎样做这样的一个宣教的工作呢？
Will we bring Jesus as the comforting Christ to the needy?
我们会把耶稣基督的安慰带给那些需要的人吗？
Or will we do the same as the journalist?
还是我们像那个记者一样？
That we will post pleasant sounding inspirations that lead people deeper into sinful trust and human will.
我们就像刚才说的，只描述这个彩虹，而不把这个彩虹的这个主人告诉他们。
When Jesus sends Mary to go and tell the disciples the good news.
当耶稣差遣玛利亚去向他的门徒们传这个好消息。
It was no easy task.
这并不是一件容易的事。
Because Mary has at least three big obstacles to overcome.
因为玛利亚必须要战胜三个困难。
Really, teacher? You know my past. I had seven demons in me and I qualified.
他可以说真的吗，老师？你要派我去？别忘了，我以前曾经被七个鬼附过，我配担当这样的重任吗
？Really, Rabboni? You know I am a woman. My words have no legally and socially recognized credentials. Am I the right person to send?
他也可以说，真的吗，夫子？你要差我去？我是一个女人，我的话都没有这种法律上的效力。你真的确信要派我这样的人吗？
And really, teacher, you know most of the disciples found the sister's words, mine included, as if nonsense when we first told them about the empty tomb. Now you want me to tell them that not only are you alive, but you will ascend to heaven? Is that right?
玛利亚也可以说，真的吗，老师？你别忘了，当我和其他的姐妹们告诉他们，坟墓空了的时候，那些使徒们都认为我们是在胡言乱语。而现在你想让我去告诉他们说，你不仅仅活了，而且你还要上升到神那里去，你觉得他会相信，他们会相信我吗？
Maybe Mary has all these questions in her mind, maybe she did not.
也许玛利亚的心中被这三个问题所困扰，也许她根本没有想这么多。
What we are sure is, even if she had these questions, they were not reasons for her to not let go.
我们所知道的是，即使她的心里在想着这些问题，而这些问题没有让她奔跑的脚步停下来。
There was no reason that she could come out that could override the command from her Lord.
无论她的心中有怎样的疑问，这些无法取消神对她的命令。
So she goes and tells the disciples the news.
所以玛利亚去了，并且告诉门徒们这个消息。
Because the breaking news is not about her, but about Jesus.
因为这个爆炸性的新闻不是关于她的，而是关于耶稣的。
That she is not the object of attention, but the spotlight is on the risen, ascending Lord.
玛利亚不是这个注意力的焦点，相反，这个聚光灯是牢牢的集中在这个活着的将要升天的耶稣身上。
The more her attention is off from herself and onto the Lord,
她越来越把自己的注意力从自己转向主耶稣的时候，
The more proclamation she can bring,
她的宣告就越有力量。
And many of us, we have a variety of reasons that says, I don't know if I should be singing, I should be praising, I should be proclaiming the gospel.
我想我们中间很多人心里边都有这样的疑惑或者是顾虑，就说啊，也许我不应该唱，我也不应该赞美，我不应该做这样那样的服事。
And sometimes we are so self-conscious that we are not able to say, Lord, overwhelm my self-consciousness with your presence.
而很多时候我们好像太在乎自己的形象，而没有对神说，神啊，求你的光来照耀我，让我把这种自我的，对自我形象的忧虑完全的除掉。
Dim the spotlight I put on myself and help me to look to you.
如果我在聚光灯下，帮助我，我的眼目仍然是仰望你。
She goes and tells the disciples the news because now it is about Jesus.
玛利亚去门徒那里把这个消息传播开来，因为所有的注意力在耶稣的身上。
Jesus has given her a testimony, and that is, I have seen the Lord.
耶稣基督给了她一个见证，那就是说，我看见了主。
But Jesus has also given her his word, and she goes with his authority and his truth.
耶稣也告诉了他一些话，所以玛利亚就把这些话传播开来，他是带着权柄传播真理。
In the end, it is no longer really Rabboni, but yes, Lord, thy will be done.
所以玛利亚的反应就是说，再也不是说真的吗，夫子，而是变成了是的，神，是的，主，愿你的旨意成就。
Because of the bloody cross and the empty tomb.
因着这个血染的十字架，因着这个空的坟墓。
However ugly our past is, we are made new.
不管我们的过去是多么的丑陋不堪，我们成了新造的人。
Whatever our social standing is, we are honored because of Jesus.
不论我们的社会地位是如何的卑下，我们在耶稣基督里有了新的身份。
Jesus says to us, My Father and your Father, my God and your God.
耶稣对我们说，我的神也是你们的神，我的父也是你们的父。
Telling us to bask in the glory of God, not in men.
他是告诉我们，我们要沐浴在神的大光之下。
And that the power that brought Jesus back to life is the same power that God gives to us.
那个让耶稣基督从死里复活的大能，今天也赐给了我们。
Dear sisters and brothers in Christ.
亲爱的耶稣基督里的弟兄姊妹们。
Jesus did not die on the cross and be raised to life so that we can self-entertain ourselves to death.
耶稣基督在十字架上受死然后复活，这个目的不是让我们可以在这个世界上沉溺在声色犬马中。
The pandemic has surfaced even more selfish ways to simply pass our time or to fill our boredom.
这个流新冠病毒的流行也更使得一些我们的恶习浮出水面，我们是不是很自私，是不是只想着自己的享受。
I hear more and more of I am so bored.
我听到很多很多人说哦，我觉得好无聊哦。
And with that boredom, we find endless distractions and binges that the world can provide so that it's as if our boredom will then be removed.
因着这些无聊，我们好像可以去寻求各种各样的方式来让自己生活更加有趣，而这些都是把我们带向远离神。
But in that way, we are only drowning in our own self-obsession.
当我们试图去打发自己的无聊的时候，我们就是在这种自我享乐的这种泥潭中越陷越深。
And so Jesus did not die on the cross and be raised to life so that we can do nothing.
耶稣在十字架上受死并且复活，不是说我们就什么都不用干了。
Or that we can do nothing to bring the resurrection power to bear in an otherwise fading world.
也不是说我们就好像什么都不用干，然后让这个耶稣复活的大能从此不再显现在这个世界上。
No.
不是这样的。
Jesus died on the cross and is raised to life not only to save us but to send us.
耶稣死在十字架上并且复活，不仅仅是为了拯救我们，更为了是差遣我们。
All little Christ have the same good news to share.
所有的小基督都有这样一个好消息要与别人分享。
And so we must boldly proclaim to the world, and it may be digitally for now.
所以我们必须要大胆地向这个世界宣告，当然可能不是宣告，而是说用一些数字化的一些技术。
But we boldly proclaim nonetheless.
我们必须要以各种方式大胆地来宣告。
Come to the Lord of Easter.
来到复活节的主面前。
Come back.To the Lord of Easter.
回到复活节的主面前。
That we speak with confidence in His authority on truth.
我们因着他的真理的权柄，我们也可以大胆地说。
We speak with assurance of His grace in our lives.
因着他在我们生命中的恩典，我们可以有确据地来宣告。
Dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Will we bring Jesus as the King to the souls in need?
我们是不是可以把耶稣基督这样的君王带到那些有需要的灵魂之中？
It very well be that our boredom is the screen for us to look to the glory of God.
极有可能我们感觉到无聊，这就是对我们的灵魂的一个震撼，让我们要把目光转向神。
That we are pressed to stop looking into the world for satisfaction but look to the Lord.
我们来被告知说我们必须要停止从世界中寻找安慰寻找有趣而是要转向神。
That God is now surfacing for us to call on Him to help us to be satisfied by the fellowship we have with God.
神的恩典就好像在渐渐地浮出水面来告诉我们我们真正的满足必须是建立在与神的亲密关系上。
How will we live through this stay-home order?
我们怎么样来过这些居家隔离的日子？
How are we encouraging others to live through this stay-home order?
我们来怎样激励其他的人度过这段隔离的日子？
The world will not be impressed with Christians for doing more bingos.
如果我们基督徒在家里就是玩这些bingo 的游戏，世界不会觉得有什么特别。
Because they are doing that.
因为他们也在做同样的事。
The world will not be more impressed with Christians if we are only showing the food that we are making at home.
如果我们只是向大家展示我们在家的这段时间做的各样的美食，这个世界也不会留下什么深刻印象。
How are Christians to live differently in the time of this pandemic?
在这个流行病爆发的期间，基督徒应该活出一个怎样不同的生命呢？
How are we to bring Christ as our comforter into the lives of others as their comforter?
我们怎样把耶稣基督是我们的安慰活出来，并且把这个安慰传递给那些还不信的人？
Rest assured that one more streaming service online or one more video game will not be the answer.
我们在网上闲逛或者是去玩一些游戏，不是这个最终的答案。
Do enjoy the blessings that God has given us, and even this amazing privilege that many of us can stay home.
我们应该是感谢神给我们这样一个特权，现在可以留在家里。
But use such blessings and privilege to point people to the Lord of Easter.
但是利用这样的特权，利用这样的机会来做一些有意义的事儿，来把更多的人带到主面前。
Will Easter 2020 stir our souls to give God the glory in all that we do or say?
我们是不是可以把2020年的复活节看作一个机会，他搅动我们的心，搅动我们的灵魂，让我们来更加火热的服侍神？
Or will we do the same as the journalist?
还是我们就像那个记者一样过日子？
We inspire to give love without looking to the lover of our souls.
我们根本不看这个爱的源头是什么，却企图把这个爱传播出去。
To speak of the rainbow of life, but leave the rainbow giver out of the picture.
我们在谈论这个带来安慰的彩虹，却把这个彩虹的创造者踢出局外。
How will our neighbors be shown hope, COVID-19 or not?
我们怎样把安慰带给我们的邻舍，无论有没有这个病毒？
How will the world be healed?
这个世界将怎样得到痊愈？
Dear people of God,
亲爱的神的子民，
Let us consider long and hard.
让我们来深思，我们来好好的思想。
What is our next public move in the name of the Lord?
我们下一个以神的名义来采取的行动将是什么？
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Abba,
亲爱的阿爸，
We thank you that by the power of the Spirit,
我们谢谢你借着圣灵的能力，
You raised Jesus from death to life.
你使耶稣从死里复活。
And your beloved begotten Son is now enthroned.
你的爱子现在坐在宝座上。
Give us then the faith to proclaim you.
给我们这样的信心来宣告你的名。
To proclaim you, God, to our families and friends.
向我们的家人，向我们的朋友来宣告你。
Help us to sing aloud the praises of the risen King among our neighbors.
在我们的邻舍中，我们也可以唱出我们救主的这样的颂歌。
Grow us in our love for Christ, who loves us despite our worst.
帮助我们越来越爱基督，他是无论我们怎样不堪，都一直爱着我们。
We are sent.
我们被差遣。
May we be obedient.
愿我们都做那个顺服的。
By the victorious name of Jesus Christ.
借着耶稣基督得胜的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.